The college football season began over the weekend, and tonight there's a game that's attracting a lot of attention from two schools that are not so often in the national spotlight, Boise State and Virginia Tech. We're going to talk about all this with ESPN commentator and sports writer Kevin Blackstone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I suppose this is the time of year every year when we look at the great programs, the traditional powerhouses, and ask if they're going to be powerhouses this year. How are things looking for teams like Michigan, Notre Dame, Alabama, so forth?
Well, Notre Dame is trying to rebuild from the Charlie Weiss era, which turned into pretty much a debacle, and they started out with a win over the weekend. And of course, you do have some of the other powers there. Michigan is no longer one of them, however.
Right.
But as you suggested, tonight there's a very big game in Washington D.C. between Virginia Tech and Boise State, and Boise State is one of the new powerhouses. They are knocking on the door to try and get some of the bowl championship money by getting into the national championship game. But in order to do that, they have to win tonight and then hopefully run the rest of their schedule and hope that voters and the computers and all these other things that determine who will meet in the national championship game early next year works out in their favor.
Yeah, this for Boise State is now another plot line that's going on for years and years, trying to break into the elites.
What
caught your eye about the first weekend to play?
Well, the first weekend to play was really it was a big weekend for Notre Dame. TV ratings were up 77% for their opening squeaker of a win, which once again just shows that Notre Dame, win or lose, is still a big draw on television. There were a couple of other games that were somewhat exciting. The SMU Texas Tech game just last night was a lot of fun, high-scoring game. We watched TCU, another team that a lot of people have thought highly of this week for this season, get off to a decent start. And then most of your other powerhouses played teams that were not necessarily powerhouses, kind of a preseason of sorts for college football, and won in massive blowouts, most notably Oregon, which won by a ridiculous score of 72-0.
Well, I want to ask about a game that was not a blowout at all. This is a game that I regret missing myself. Jacksonville State, about three touchdowns behind, and came back to beat Ole Miss 49-48 over the weekend?
Exactly, and what a stunner that was, because Ole Miss was a football team that was in the news for things going on around its football program. They had their new coach of the last year or two, Houston Nutt, had recruited a quarterback from Oregon who had gotten into a little bit of trouble out there, and had gotten him to transfer to Ole Miss. And for just a few days, the NCAA said he was not going to be able to play, and then they relented, they let him play, and still Ole Miss could not beat a Division II team, as they used to be known, in college football, and got upset in double overtime. And that was quite the stunner. And what a way to start off the college football season.
Able to score, just couldn't play defense.
That's right.
Kevin Blackstone, good to talk with you.
You too. Thank you very much.
He's a sports writer for FanHouse.com and a panelist for ESPN's Around the Horn.